Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you for joining us on this In His Steps journey as we discover the power of passionate prayer, intentional presence, radical generosity, and surrendered service.
This is day 16 of In His Steps, The Legacy Lives On. I'm John Ed Matheson. Thank you for giving me this privilege of sharing in this In His Steps devotionals for us. Our topic today is Honor the Lord. George Mueller said, "One of the greatest qualifications for usefulness in the service of the Lord is a heart that truly desires to honor Him." And John Phillips said, "God demands first place in everything. The first fruits belong to Him. The tithe belongs to Him. A set and predetermined percentage of all of our income belongs to Him. We can never expect Him to bless our financial affairs if we leave Him to last or leave Him out altogether." Now, our text today is Proverbs 3, 9, and 10. "Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of all your produce. Then your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will be bursting with wine." Wow. Our scripture today talks about honoring the Lord with our wealth and with the first fruits of offering. Author Jesse Wynitski gives the following description of the first fruit offering. "The concept of first fruits is rooted in biblical times when people lived in an agrarian society. Harvest time was significant because that was when the hard work the farmers had poured into their crops all year began to pay off. They were literally reaping what they had sowed. Now, God called His people to bring the first yield, the first fruits, from their harvest to Him as an offering. This was to demonstrate the Israelites' obedience and reverence for God. It also showed that they trusted God to provide enough crops to feed their family. Back then, there were plenty of rules associated with making first fruit sacrifices. They had to be brought to the temple priest. No other crops could be harvested until the first fruits were presented. It was a complex process. The Hebrew word for the first fruit is bekumen, and literally translated means the promise to come. The Israelites saw these first fruits as an investment into their future. God told them that if they brought their first fruits to Him, He would bless all that came afterwards. Now, we no longer live in an agrarian-based society. Most people reading this are probably not farmers. You likely don't worry about harvest time or giving away the first yield of your crops. But the idea of first fruits is still relevant. It just takes on a new meaning for us. To give a tithe means that you give a tenth of your income to the church. Tithes are generally given throughout the entire year. Tithes are meant to be given in an automatic sense of obedience after you receive your income. A first fruit offering is something different. First fruit offerings are typically an annual gift to the church done at harvest time. Because we're not actually harvesting crops, the harvest can mean different things to different people. Perhaps you just got a bonus at work. Maybe you just received a huge tax refund check. They're all harvest time moments when your hard work pays off. These are also great opportunities to turn back to God in gratitude for the blessings He has provided. Now, whenever you decide to make a first fruit offering, the important thing is that you do it freely with no guilt or obligation. This is supposed to be a celebration of all that God has done for you. It's a kind of worship that you can use to support the work of others. A first fruit offering is our opportunity to give above and beyond just a regular tithe. When you tithe or give your first fruit offering, it's an act of worship. Scripture declares that giving honors God. 2 Corinthians 9:12. As a result of your ministry, they will give glory to God. For your generosity to them and to all believers will prove that you are obedient to the good news of Christ. And then Proverbs 14:31. Whoever is generous to the needy honors God. In Proverbs 3:9 and Proverbs 14:31, the word for honor is the Hebrew word kabod. This word means to be heavy or weighty. People of great influence and importance are considered to carry much weight. The phrase used to describe less important people is, they don't carry much weight. God deserves to be honored because He carries the most weight. When we honor God with our giving, it shows God that nothing is more important than Him in our lives. Now let me give us some questions. Help these questions, as you answer them, drive home the meaning of today's lesson. Number one, when God blesses you, do you see giving an offering as an opportunity to honor Him? In what ways can your giving be an act of worship? Number two, does God carry the most weight in your life? In other words, is He more important to you than anything or anyone in your life? And number three, what do the following words that Moses spoke to the people of Israel have to do with how you honor God with your wealth? Deuteronomy 8:17-18. Beware lest you say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand have gotten me this wealth. You should remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you power to get wealth, that He may confirm His covenant that He swore to your fathers as it is to this day. Let us pray. Oh God, your teaching is so important, and oh God, you carry the weight, and may in everything we do, you have first place in our giving, with all of our time and talents and resources. We want to be sure that the tenth and a gift to honor you are vital in our growth as Christians. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.